It's summertime, summertime, some, summertime, 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 some, summertime, 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 some, summertime,
summertime, summertime, summertime, summertime.
Now you can blame Gail Bellamy for this. You know, like all of us who put away our summer shorts and our flip-flops and our bathing suits now and get our sweaters and turtlenecks out, I had put away my summer music, but I had to dig deep in there to bring it back out, because we're going to talk about some Cleveland summertime memories. That's the name of the new book from Gail Bellamy, who's put out the Cleveland Food Memories, then Cleveland Christmas Memories. So why not summer, Gail? Why not, huh?
Right.
What is your favorite summertime memory?
I actually have two. My first one is any amusement park, and we had plenty of them in Northeast Ohio. And my second one is just being closer to home and hanging out with kids in my own neighborhood.
To me, summertime is always, and it seems to be, there's one time during the summer where it was like the greatest day ever, where it started great. You found enough kids in the neighborhood to either have some game of, you know, baseball or maybe a kick the can, and then it kind of went past dusk and your parents allowed you to stay up a little later than normal. And then you fell asleep in the next day, but you could never recapture it. And it's kind of one of those special moments that happened. So those are kind of the ones that I remember the most.
Yeah, and I think the difference then was that the day just unfolded naturally. It wasn't quite so structured. And I collected more than 200 anecdotes from people for this book. And one thing that really came through was that so many people, kind of considered themselves free-range kids, and it was exactly as you said. You could go out the door in the morning after breakfast, hang out with your friends, maybe show up for meals so that your parents knew you were okay, and then you would go back out, and it might involve going to the pool or to beaches or, you know, softball games in the neighborhood or maybe even a backyard carnival.
Yeah, or venturing down a creek somewhere, you know, and the soaker that you got at 11 o'clock by 3 in the afternoon was all dry, and you'd forgotten about that as well.
Well, and that was another thing about a lot of these summer memories. As one person said, basically summer was the time to do things you had no business doing. And, nobody was watching that closely.
Gail, you've come up with so many entries here, and I see that, where did you get these entries from, all the people who contributed?
You mean where did I find the people who contributed the stories?
Yeah.
Oh, some of them were people who knew about the book and online sent memories. Others were people that I knew had some involvement with things that we remembered. And so, you know, I just called them up and asked about their amusement parks or drive-in movie theaters or the Akron Soapbox Derby to kind of hear about the inside story. But most of them were just people. One person kind of leads you to another in a project like this. And, you know, if someone's talking about amusement parks, they'll say, oh, you should talk to my friend Joe. You know, he really has a lot of memories of this. So that was basically how it happened. And it was really a fun project, and I love hearing about amusement parks.
They do talk about so many different things here, from food. There's an entry that they look back on the Lorraine International Festival as one of the entries in the food category. And if you look back in the music note section, you see things from Edgewater Park in Cleveland, where it appears they had some Woodstock-like festivals in the early 1970s that I had forgotten about.
Absolutely, and there were so many of these large festivals, and the Lorraine Festival that you talked about, that was an eating memory. Many people had music memories of things like parties in the park and festivals in the flats, and there is, you know, lots of church festivals and just places to gather, whether it's the Festival of Freedom at Edgewater Park or the World Series of Rock concerts at Municipal Stadium. Was really a great time for hanging out in the summer.
Swimming was a big thing, whether it was in a backyard pool, a city pool, or perhaps a more, rural, maybe in a pond area like that. But you've got great pictures of people. And I forgot about swim caps. I don't think those exist anymore. Can you? I mean, I remember when that was required, not being a boy, you didn't have to worry about it. But all girls had to wear those, like, rubber things on their heads. And some of them looked like the creature from the Black Lagoon. And I just wonder, Are those the things of the past? Is that a memory that has gone away?
I didn't have anyone come up with any fond memories of them. But yes, that was something that was required in swimming pools. And I think some people wore them voluntarily on the beach to protect their bouffant hair. So that was just kind of a, you know, that was just a part of the summer wardrobe. And as you see from a lot of those vintage photos, there are so many different summer fashions, too. Swimsuit fashions that have changed over the years, and clothing like madras shorts, clam diggers. So that was kind of a fun thing, just looking at all those old pictures. And they're not scratch-and-sniff photos, but if they were, I think they would smell like suntan lotion.
Our guest is Gail Bellamy. The book is Cleveland Summertime Memories. And Gail, as you mentioned, the pictures are priceless. There's a picture here from Brookside Park, a baseball game, where land is now part of the Cleveland Metro Park Zoo. Yet here we have a ball field kind of built into the landscape of the land. And there are thousands of people there watching this baseball game at Brookside Park.
I know. That was just such an amazing photo. And the number of people who turned out for events, and you also mentioned some of the concerts at Edgewater Park, and those were so well attended. I mean, just it was amazing the number of events that people had to choose from, and whether it's sporting events or music or just going to amusement parks or beaches.
But Craig, page 103, you have to see Steve Presser's pea picker Schwinn Stingray from the 1970s.
Oh, with the banana seat.
Oh yeah, and the little stick shift in the middle on that. Oh, there's so much trouble you can get in with that.
Oh, there's
bike.
Danger there.
You get on that and you're off, you're going, and it's enough to have someone share a ride with you. They can ride right behind you on that long banana seat.
Right.
Or you can fit them on those V-shaped handlebars in front as well. These pictures are just bringing back a lot of memories. And we talk about summertime, ice cream, food. I mean, I know you have a whole separate Cleveland food memories, but I'm sure there's a lot related to, you know, a good place to get the ice cream.
Everybody, oh, absolutely. And, you know, the types of ice cream that people recalled, it could be anything from the Frosty Malts in the Higbee's basement to the Manor's Big Goulardi milkshakes, or Frozen Whip at Euclid Beach, or all of the ice cream trucks that came around in the neighborhoods, or just little neighborhood ice cream stands that were seasonal.
You could get a Manor's Big Goulardi for 35 cents, Bruce.
Did it come with fries, or is that on its own like that, too?
It says, the picture says, Goulardi's own secret formula. Weirdly wonderful and made only by Manners.
And it was blue.
of course, all right. Yeah. Dad, really, blue, can I have some of
Makes you feel you're glad to be alive.
Yes. Now, sports memories. I mean, Indians, I guess depending on what generation you are, is depending on whether you have good or bad memories related. I mean, they're all good in some sense, but the Indians weren't always that wonderful us for during the summer, but they were our boys of summer no matter what.
And the experience of going to baseball games for so many kids, that was a really big memory. And the opportunity to have things like the straight-A baseball tickets that you could earn at school if you got really good grades. So many people had memories. That was a summertime pilgrimage, going to a ball game and maybe getting a souvenir and, you know, having a hot dog. That was a big part of summer.
Now, people can share some of those memories with you tomorrow. You're going to be at the Barnes & Noble, right?
That's correct.
Barnes & Noble at Crocker Park from 1 to 3. They can come by and take a look at the new book, Cleveland Summer Memories. And, of course, this time of the year, sometimes it rekindles their thought for the Cleveland Christmas memories and the food memories as well, all from Gray Company Publishing. Our guest today, Gail Bellamy. Thanks for sharing the memories with us. And hope to see a lot of folks coming out and see you tomorrow at the Barnes & Noble at Crocker Park. Appreciate it.